Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur Brachos Daf Lamed Vav. Don't forget to click on the Daf to view today's Mark Tosfos using the popular Gemara Markings system similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. We begin our Tosfos by looking at the Tosfos Divar Maschil Kimcha, which essentially is the second to last Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav, the previous Tosfosin having been part of our Shiur for Daf Lamed Hei. The opening Tosfos Kimcha Dechiti is a Tosfos presented here in a rather brief fashion. So our plan is to read the Tosfos in the regular Tosfos text, and afterwards I will go over the Tosfos in the Tosfos HaRosh, whose text is a little clearer than that which we have over here. So the Gemara had discussed the bracha that one would say over flour. You'll notice in the Daf Gemara itself we had circled this as part of our circling of different food stuffs. And concerning wheat flour, we saw machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda saying you would make a bori pri adoma, and Rav Nachman saying shakol niya bedvoroi. The Tosfos kimcha dechiti nira deloy mairi bekimcha mamish. The Gemara is apparently not speaking about real or something that's pure or total flour. As we know it, the flour which is ground wheat to the point that it's quite powdery. Dim came though shaycha be brocha de borei pri adoma. One wouldn't even think to make a borei pri adoma on that. Elo and yet in our Gemara we see Rav Yehuda says borei pri adoma. So apparently we're not talking about kimcha mamish. Elo mayri be kimcha shikurin this word ishkaltir. Oi bekemach sheoisen mishiboy leshual shemiyabshin betano, or it's kemach made from shiboy leshual grains that are first dried out in an oven. Now, try to bear with us. We're going to read the Tosfos HaRosh, and you'll see the same Tosfos but explained more clearly. I'm now reading from the Tosfos HaRosh. Kimcha dechiti. Nir'eh delo mayri bekemach hanitchan dak. It seems that the Gemara here in the Machlokis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Nachman is not talking about kemach that is ground very finely. She'oise mimenu pas, from which one would make bread. De'ein roi levorech olav borei pri ha'adoma, something like that, very finely ground flour, the flour that we are used to, that you use for baking breads and cakes, you wouldn't even think of making a bori pri ha'adoma on that. But he doesn't elaborate as to why not, but let us just leave it like that for the time being. Velo domi lekoisis chita v'oirez, and it's not similar to someone who chews on wheat kernels or grains of rice. Dehano ru'uyin lechol bozeh ho'inyon. They are fit to be eaten that way, even though it might not be commonly eaten that way, but they're fit for eating. Aval kemach lo misakukla. Here the Tosfos HaRosh explains a little more as to why, when he said that it's not, that kemach is not roy to make a bori pri adom on it, is because kemach is not edible. Kemach, the finely ground kemach, is not edible, and hence you wouldn't think to make a bori pri adom on it, as opposed to kosis chita v'oirez, where you're eating raw wheat or rice grains. It's edible. Maybe it's not normal or common, but nevertheless, it's a step higher in the scheme of things. So then what are we talking about when we mention kimcha dechita? So the Tosfos HaRosh goes on, Elo mayri bekemach she'eno nitchan kol kach. It's not so finely ground. It's flour, but not finely ground. V'yesh bo adayin tam chita v'roy lechol bozeh inyan. Being that it's not so finely ground, it still has a wheat taste to it, as opposed to very finely ground flour, which would have, probably would say, a non-taste to it. But when it's not finely ground, it still has a wheat taste to it. Oid Yeshlomar, another possibility, the Mairi Bekemach Shin Chanli Gamri. In fact, we might be talking about Kemach that's totally ground finely. Elisha Osui Michitim Shokloyus. Rather, it's made from wheat kernels that had been roasted, Shinis Yamshu Betanor, that were dried out in an oven and then ground down. The Oisoi Kemach Roy Lachila, that kind of flour is edible. And it's concerning that we have a machlokis in the Gemara. With that concludes the Tosfos HaRosh, who I hope you can appreciate was clearer, more detailed than the Tosfos we have in our Gemara. Let's continue to the next Tosfos. We saw regarding the topic of Kura, which were the fresh shoots that eventually become the leaves and branches of a palm tree, but when they're very fresh and as they appear in their first year of appearance, they are soft and edible. The machlokis in the Gemara between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel was whether you would make a bori pri adoma or a sheha kol on that. Shmuel said, "You say a Shmuel's initial presentation was you make a sheha kol." And part of the argument was loy nati inshi adaita de kura. The palm is not planted with the intention to eat the kura. Therefore, it gets a shakol. The sovar gemara kavose de Shmuel. The gemara adopts Shmuel's ruling. Vim kain, and therefore oisan luve gifanim. On grape vines, there are luve gefanim, which might be translated as grape tendrils. The lonati inshi adaita dehochi. People don't plant vines for eating the luve gefanim. They plant vines for the grapes. So, therefore, let's say one wants to eat the luve gefanim. Mevorchinon olayu shehakol nia bedvoro. Just like Shmuel says, by the Kura, with this svara of people don't plant the palms with this intention of eating Kura, people don't plant vines with the intention of eating the Luvei Gefanim. The Oysan Shkedim Kishem Rakim, there are Shkedim is translated often as almonds. So almonds, when they are fresh or young in their development, they're soft. So oichlin kliposim achitzona, people will eat the outer shell of them when they're young. It's very important to note that they don't have the hard tan or brown colored shell that we are familiar with when buying almonds in their shells. It's they're rach, they're young yet, and the klipa is soft. V'lo nati lehu adaita dehochi lemechalu kishen rak, and people don't plant almond trees with the intention of eating the almonds in this young state, where the shell is in fact edible. Therefore, just skipping this bracketed section, therefore, mevorech olayu nami shehakol. That too would be something that one would make a shehakol nia bedvaro brocha on. Let's go over this last line with the brackets we skipped. We said that people don't plant the shkedim to be eaten when they're young. Ki'im lechol, the bracketed section, ki'im lechol hagar'inim shalem kishi is bashlu. People plant almond trees to eat them when they mature. Yisbashlu means when they're mature, and the shell at that point is really inedible. So therefore, when you eat them when they're young, mevorach alayu nami shehakol. We turn to Omid Beis, Tosfos at the top. Klipe egoizim vargainim shalahem chayovin b'orlo de piri ninhu. This was a Tanaic source that was quoted of a number of lines down, approximately 10-12 lines from the top. So it mentioned that the shells of egoizim and their seeds, or their garinim, their pits, are chayav and orla. And why is that? Because they are peri. Mikan, Tosfos continues, Mikan sheish levorech ala garinim shel gudgonios v'garine afarsikim v'shel tapuchin. Therefore, we can see from here that if one wants to eat the seeds of these different kinds of fruits, And as we mentioned in our Gemara Shir, unfortunately, we're not going to be translating many different food items unless they are things that we have a solid, continuous tradition on what they are. So we're just going to refer to them in their original term. So we're talking about eating the garinim, the seeds or the pits of these different fruits, gudgonios or afarsikin or tarpuchim. Tarpuchim is often translated as apples. The whole mine garinim shel peros and all other kinds of fruit seeds, you will make a bore pri ha'etz. And that is based on the fact that the Tosfos, the Gemara, the Braisa said that the Tanaic source that the Gemara quoted, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Orla, said that the Garinim of the Egoizim are Chayav in Orla. So that Chayav in Orla means they have a din of fruits. And if they have a din of fruits, they will generate a Borei Priya Eitz benediction. The next Tosfos, Ein Koitzitzin Ilonis B'Shvias. The Tanaic source was quoted further down, and about halfway down the narrow lines of the Gemara, where from what point do you not cut tree branches of fruit trees on Shvias for fear of ruining the fruits of mafsid the peros? The Im Tomar Tosfos says beloy Shvias nami tepukle de osur mishum lo sashvias es eitzah. Even if it was not a shmita year, wouldn't there be a prohibition of cutting off the branches of a fruit-bearing tree because of the Torah prohibition of destroying fruit trees, which is referred to by the pasuk of Lo Sashlis as Eitzah. So why is it necessary to teach the din of Ein Koitzin Eselanus in the context of Shvius of the when it's an annual prohibition? The Gemara answers two approaches to explain why the Isser of Los Sashchis is not featured here. V'yesh Lomar, answer one, Delotoin Kova. We're talking about a fruit tree that doesn't produce a kav of fruits. It's a tree that's simply not fruitful, and it doesn't produce the minimum amount of fruit for the Isser of Los Sashchis to kick in. The lo shayach bei lo sashchis givus a perik lo yachbor, like it says in Bava Basra in the second perik lo yachbor, that if the tree, maybe it's genetically a fruit tree, but it's not producing even a minimum quantity of fruits, the iser of lo sashchis does not apply. The only other consideration would be that your mafsid, the small amount of fruit, the little fruit that is on it, your mafsid the fruits, and that you're not allowed to do on shmita. E nami airi de meula bedomim. It could be another hesber to the source why the iser of Ein Koitzin taught in the context of Shvias and not because of an iser bal tashis is because we're talking about a type of fruit tree whose wood value, the wood value, is more than the fruit value. That's meula bedomim. Lasus mimeno kuros for beam production. The oz lo shayach lo sashchis. Under such circumstances, the Isser of Lo Sashchis is suspended. Umihu mishum isur de shvius ika, but as far as a Shemitah Isser is concerned, that does pertain. La'ochla, the Pasuk says that the fruits of Shemitah are la'ochla for eating, v'lo l'schiru v'lo l'hefsid, and particularly here v'lo l'hefsid, and not for the ruination of, or the destruction of the fruits of Shemitah. So as far as Shemitah is concerned, the fact that the wood may be valuable is not reason for the ruination, the cutting off of the fruits that are developing on the tree, because it's a Shemitah year. Shi'uro Kepul Halavon. This was taught in the Gemara. At what point does a grape become considered a fruit? So we saw that when it reaches the bosar stage, which is the size of a white pool, a type of bean. Shiro kapul halavon, upochos, Taisa says, upochos mikan lo havi pura. Less than that size, it's not considered a fruit. Mikan yeshlumud al bosar, pochos mi pool, lo mevorchino le borei priho eitz. that if one is going to eat fruits that are less than a pul halavan in size, one will not make a bori preitz. Maybe we should restrict our comments to grapes that are less than a pul halavan in size. One would not make a bori preitz el a bori pri huadoma. That being, because less than a pul halavan, it's not considered the fruit of the tree, and whose bracha is borei priyos, blessed be he who created the fruit of the tree, but it's not fruit if it's less than a pul halavan in size. So if it's not considered fruit, it's then associated with the tree itself, and the tree itself is something that comes forth from the ground. Hence, the borei priyadoma bracha would be in order. The next point as we go on in the Tosfos is a reference to a piece of text that was in the Gemara, but it was taken out by the Meforshim, indicated thusly by the printer's parentheses. We're talking about the last few lines of the narrow lines of Gemara text, where it's really the Halachas Gedolos speaking. This is a work that preceded Rashi by a bit historically, but it was many hundreds of years after the signing of the conclusion of the Gemara. So you can see this in the Gemara text where it says v'hilchasu k'mar b'Rav Ashi, the ruling shall follow the practice of Mar b'Rav Ashi, the Zorakas of Yonis. We're reading in the Gemara, I hope everyone sees toward the end of the narrow lines. What did Mar b'Rav Ashi do? He during an orla period, he would throw away the avionis, the fruits themselves, because they're also b'hanav, the ochel es a kafrisin, and he would eat the kafrisin. The kafrisin were the shells or the peels of the avionis. Umidagabi orla la pura ninu, and from the fact that regarding orla, they're not considered the kafrisin, are not considered fruit. The gabi brochas nami la pura ninu, regarding the laws of brochas, they're not considered fruit. The loma vorchel la bori pura etz, la bori pura adama, and therefore the brocha for the kafrisin that Mar b'Rav Ashi was eating would be a bori pura adama and not bori pura etz. So which is the Halachas Gedolos comment that we just read, makes an association between the classification of something as, let's say, orla worthy and the bracha that one would make. If it's not orla worthy, orla is something that applies only to the fruits. If it's not fruit, so it won't get the bracha of fruits of Bori Pri Ha'etz, but rather Bori Pri Adama. Now, we go to the Tosfos, and the words say, just before the bold word, V'chasei si loshan halochas gedolos. He is pointing out that this, as we did, this section of the Gemara is really not Gemara at all. It's the halochas gedolos, the Hilchaso Kamar B'Rav Ashi, the Halachas Gedolos rule that we will follow Mar b'Rav Ashi in the Gabi Orla La Pira, from the fact that regarding Orla, the Kafrisin is not considered Pira, the result is that you'll say a Borei Pri Ho'adoma. V'hoya Oimer HaRam, the Ram is Choylek on the Halachas Gedolos, and the Ram said, the Legabi Orla Lav Pira Hu, the Kafrisin, with regard to orla, are not considered fruit. Hainu mishum, the reason for that is the chol hameka ba'aretz halacha k'moisa b'chutz la'aretz, that he who is mekil in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha will follow that opinion in chutz la'aretz. And regarding the kafrisin, we saw Rabbi Akiva was Mekil. He was Mekil in Eretz Israel. He said that your Machfish Meister is only from the Avionis. This we saw on Lamed Vavam and Aleph, about a quarter of the way up from the bottom of the page. Rabbi Akiva says, Meister, you'll Machfish only from the Avionis and not from the Kafrisin, indicating that the Kafrisin are not considered fruit. Otherwise, you would have the Machfish Meister from it. So we take Rabbi Akiva, who says what he says regarding Eretz Yisrael, and we say we'll follow him when it comes to Chutz Laretz. so that the kafrisin are not going to be considered fruit because of this rule of paskening like the makil in Eretz Yisrael when it comes to chutzlarts. Avol ba'aretz vaday have pira. But in Eretz Yisrael itself, we would mechayev hafroshes from the kafrisin. We would not go like Rabbi Akiva in Eretz Yisrael, as we saw Rabbi Lezer said in that source, Slach misasuk mosav yonis v'kafris, the kafrisin, you are mafrish maisus from, indicating that it is a fruit. It has a din of a fruit. So in Eretz Yisrael, it is considered a pura. Umevorchon alay bor pura eitz. And as a result of that, ubebrachos lekochiluk bein ba'aretz lechutzaretz. Regarding Birchas Hananin, we're not going to make a distinction between the two land regions. But since in Eretz Yisrael it's considered a fruit, by virtue of the fact you're mafrish meisters from it, it's considered fruit legabi the bracha you'll make borei pru eitz, and you will make borei pru eitz even in Chutzlaretz. So you could see that the Ram disagrees with the Halachas Gedolos. Halachas Gedolos said that the Kafrisin will generate Borei Pri Adama. The Ram says that it will generate Borei Pri Ha'etz. The next Tosfos, there's a number of foreign words that are found in the Tosfos, and we're just going to have to bear with it, as frustrating as it may be for some of you. We're going to limit ourselves to that because we're not dealing in our Gemara Martin's Tosfos. We're not delving into the realm of Halacha Lamaisa, so that the relative obscurity that will remain for us is within the realm of acceptance. The Tosfos Biritiva. The Gemara had been making a distinction between different kinds of situations regarding spices. We have seen a reference to pilpili, we've seen a reference to zangvila, and a distinction was made whether they are fresh or they are dry. Apparently when they're fresh, they're edible, but when they're dried out, they are not edible and can only serve as a spice. The Tosfos Biritiva, kagon lituario Bilas mevorchinon ale borei pru adoma, on that particular food item or spice item, you will make a borei pru adoma, but that's because it's still fresh. Avol yeveshta, but when that is dry, lo mevorchinon ale, you won't make a bracha on it. And we saw in the Gemara even that chewing on these things when they're dry, you wouldn't even be in violation of Yom Kippur, because it's simply not a food item. If it's not a food item, you're not going to make a bracha. V'chein halacha b'zangvila shekorin zingerbro bilaz, sounds like ginger, maybe, but we're not going to commit ourselves. V'chein kalo shel grupli she'ein regil lechol elo b'retiva Kagon belituario, just like the lituario that Tosfos opened up with. Ein mevorchon aleim klal b'yaveshta, you won't make a brocha on them when they are dry. They're simply not edible at that point. Avol eitz shel kinamon shekoren kanila. The word kinamon in modern Hebrew, for whatever that's worth, we are not committing ourselves to that. This is the translation, but for in modern Hebrew, kinamon is translated as cinnamon, and the words actually do sound the same, and phonetic pronunciation of cinnamon, the C, if you were to give it the hard sound, you would come out exactly to kinamon. The substance, the wood of kinamon, which is possibly the bark of that tree, which serves as a spice. Mevorchin aleo borei pri adama. This is something that's unique to this kinamon, is that you will make a borei pri adama even when it's dry. It's common for people to eat it, to chew on it and eat it when it's dry. V'gam hu godel al ha'aretz kamo kanim, and it grows forth from the ground like stalks, kanim, canes. See, the word cane is similar to the word kanim. The al tsukaro mevorchen bori priho eitz, and tsukaro sounds a lot like sugar. Once again, you have to research this further. We are not dealing with halacha lemaisa, but on sugar, he says, on tsukaro, he says, mevorchinon bore pri ha'etz. Ki, why? The posuk says, ya'ari im divshi. Ze tsukaro. This is a posuk from Shir HaShirim, and Tosafot says that the posuk, ya'ari im divshi, is a reference to tsukaro. And we do know that tsukaro, sugar's origin is from something that grows forth. So the suggestion here is that it's a borei pri ha'etz, very possibly because the term ya'ari is a forest, is something that is characteristic of trees. The egois shikorin mushkeda, sounds a little like muscat, but there's a type of nut called mushkeda. Mevorchinon borei pri ha'etz, shigam noagim le'ochol oisoi biyovesh. That thing, that substance, is eaten when it's dry. So the fact that something is dry doesn't preclude it from a bracha. It all depends on, is it eaten when it's dry or not. The substances featured in the Gemara, the pilpuli and the zangvila, just so happened to be that they were not eaten when they were dry. Therefore, we saw opinions that say no bracha on them, even though it was part of a controversy, but there was room to say no bracha. However, these kinds of spices or food items, whatever they may be, if they're eaten when they are dry, so they will generate the necessary bracha. Kol shiyesh bo mechamishas haminim mevorchen l'borei minei mezonos. Now this Tosfos is relevant to the end of the Gemara that we did as part of our Daf Lamed Vav Daf Yomishir, and it's also relevant to the continuation of the Gemara that Amirtz Hashem will be part of our Daf Lamed Zayin Shir. So Tosfos says, Kol shiyesh bo mechamishas haminim mevorchen olav borei minei mezonos. Any dish that has in it a representation of the five grains, including wheat, barley, rye, and spelt, will generate the need for a borei minei mezonos bracha. V'chein klai rich belaz, there is a food called klai rich, she'osin mikemach umayim, oy mecholov, it's made from mixing water and flour, or milk and flour. Mevorchen aleim borei minei mezonos. V'chein kishenosim kemach l'soch pulin o l'soch adoshim o krishim. Similarly, when you add flour to these different types of legumes, pulin or adoshim or krishim, v'chein l'soch shkedim she'osim l'chola. Similarly, flour is added to shkedim, which is often translated as almonds, that it's some type of dish prepared for people that are infirmed. Im oisin oisoi kadeshi yisoi halev oz sorach levorach borei minei mezonos. If the addition of the flour to these other ingredients is to create a sense of satisfaction, of satiety, then a borei minei mezonos bracha is said. Im ledabek ba'almo, if the flour is added only to create a certain consistency, that the different other items should stick together, eino tzorach levorach borei minei mezonos, then one will not need to make a borei minei mezonos, because the presence of the flour is only it's there for functional purposes as opposed to eating or satisfaction purposes. V'toiv lahachmir l'gomoy b'soy chasudo li'achar birchas hamoitzi u'poter mimonavshach. The recommendation, though, is to if you have the this flour added for non-eating purposes, the best thing would be to eat it as part of a meal after someone made a birchas hamotzi, and it would then become, it would be exempt from the need for a bracha either way, either because it's part of the meal or because it didn't need to have a borei minei mezonos recited in the first place. With that, we conclude our Tosfos Shiur for today.